PFT Media. You are now listening to Cinema Crespediso.
And even letters from the...
Bob!
Yeah, what is it?
You better get down here.
Look, I am with a very important client.
It looks like we got another schizoid embolism.
I'll be right back.
Mr. McClane?
This is the Chris Crespo Radio Show. Everybody likes him. Listen to his shit.
If you feel you are not properly sedated, call 348-844 immediately. Failure to do so may result in prosecution for criminal drug evasion.
For more enjoyment and greater efficiency, consumption is being standardized. We are sorry.
Welcome to Cinema Crespediso.
Yeah, what is up, everyone? Welcome to episode 280 of Cinema Crespediso. That would be episode CCLXXX. No, that was I was giving you something.
What did you just give me?
It was a ham sandwich. Here you go. Guys, welcome to a new episode of Cinema Crespediso. We are chilling here in the Crespediso studio. I have your threat update. Current threat level is magenta. Your memes have suffered enough. Drew Sikogren, how you doing?
Here.
Where's that, what's up with that Crespediso weather report?
It's wet.
There you go. That's your Crespediso weather report. Hope that helps you out whenever and wherever you are as you're listening to this right now. With us returning guests, it's been almost a year, I think, since he's been on here. Second time on the show. We're super happy to have him. And you know what? It's so great of us to finally give him a platform, a large platform, to put out his thoughts and his plugs. Because he hasn't had one yet.
Ever.
So we're happy he's here now. Ladies and gentlemen, from Oh Dang Hummus, you took the time out to hang out with us, Jesse Wolf. Yeah,
what's up, guys?
How you doing, Jesse?
Doing good, man. Missed you guys. What's going on?
Yeah, missed you too. Good to see you, man. Yeah,
likewise.
So glad I saw you outside the Kelly's?
Kelly's Homemade Ice Cream. Kelly. That is my second home. Shout out to Kelly's and your delicious banana pudding ice cream.
Hey, the smell when you walk into that place is like... Childhood. Yeah, like the best parts of childhood. Mm-hmm. Like, oh man, this place is amazing.
So good. I'm a loyal rewards program.
Yeah, gotta get all those rewards programs, man.
Gotta get that free ice cream.
Free ice cream every seventh cone.
I got a Bon Me one for the place downtown now. I go there so much.
Oh, that place is legit, too. Yeah,
it's all about, you gotta get them cards, man. Yep. Like, stamp that shit.
Yeah.
I need me my free foods.
Hashtag accomplishment.
Yes, do-do-do-do, just like that.
It's your free Bon Me, Chris.
And go, here's your free egg roll. I'm like, yeah, yeah.
That's right.
I did it. Oh, my sodium levels are so high.
Congratulations, Chris. You spent enough money there for them to feel so bad. Like, you know what? We profited off this guy enough. Let's throw him a bone.
You know, give him that 50 cents worth of fried food. Uh-huh. Thank you so much, Abraham. I appreciate it. Jesse, thank you for hanging out.
Yeah.
It was cool. We were actually going to a Scotch and Good Conversation event at the East End Market. Going across the street just to get to Drew's car because it's impossible to park over there.
Always.
And it worked out great. Saw you out there. Said what's up. Pulled out my phone. Booked you for today. And here you are.
Killing it. Yeah, absolutely.
Crazy how life works, man. So thanks for joining us. We will be in the plugs in the second half of the show. Definitely want you to catch us up on where the hummus empire is at right now. The hummus hustle, is that
the
what
hummus,
you said?
Hashtag hummus hustle. Shout out to Biggie for that.
That Triple H, the new Triple H. Hashtag hummus. Oh, man.
That's funny. Triple H, I like that.
Triple H. Let me drink a little bit of this OBP squared real quick. Hashtag hummus hustle. Jesse's here. We're going to get the plugs in the second half. Find out where you're at.
Dope.
Walmart's in the picture now, right?
Oh, yeah. Walmart, all kinds of good stuff.
So we'll talk about that. But before we do any of that, we got to start, as I'm sure you remember, with the people. The people are first, so we're going to start by helping them out.
Helping the people.
With the streaming pick of the week. Here we go. Go ahead and pop that top.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to Pick of the Week.
Picks of the Week.
Cinema Crespediso Streaming! That's right, it's a Cinema Crespediso Streaming Pick of the Week. Stop spending all that time sitting around looking through all them titles on Amazon Prime and Hulu and Netflix. It takes way too long.
I did that for 45 minutes yesterday.
Drew himself did it for 45 minutes
yesterday. It's longer than the dang movie.
You know, exactly. Yeah, yeah. By the time I realized that I wasn't watching anything, I was like, well, that was half a movie. Sweet.
Yeah.
Yes, precisely. I'm just going to go to bed at this point, guys. At least one night this week, we can help you out with a streaming pick of the week. Jesse's going to go ahead and let you know what it is. Jesse, go ahead and take it away.
Okay, here it is. We're shaking. We're
yes,
shaking.
Yes, box shake. Yes, really yes.
Oh, yeah. Good box. Good box.
Randomizer okay, 9000.1.
We have Milk on Netflix.
Oh, here we go. Perfect. This is the
Milk
feel-good movie of 2015, 2014?
2008.
No. This movie's 10 years old.
Plus, yes, Chris.
I know. It doesn't seem that long, yes. Right?
Wow.
It doesn't seem
yes.
that long.
Wow. Yes. 10 blew years. My mind, Drew.
Can I? I'm going to throw an honesty out there real quick. Go I over. Actually was on Netflix the other day, and I was like, oh, I haven't watched that movie yet.
Oh.
And continue to scroll.
There you go.
I haven't seen that movie.
Yeah,
now
don't care.
Now it's coming with a recommendation. Milk. Gus Van Sant. His filmography has a lot of hills and a lot of valleys. And some of his better movies are like really good, and some of his bad movies are really, really bad. And he also like tries to make. He has dabbled in the real life stories before he made this one, Milk, starring Sean Penn as Harvey Milk, the first openly gay like elected official in America, pretty much right out there in San Francisco in the 70s.
Yeah,
and before he did this movie, he made a movie. That was sort of about Kurt Cobain. Not really. No one ever calls the dude Kurt. But he's a blonde-haired like musician
and
living in the Northwest.
I was about to say, and like if you see pictures of Kurt Cobain, it's like, oh, he's wearing the same outfits, too.
Yeah, he's even dressed like him. He's wearing the same white sunglasses. Yeah. Yes. But they never use his name, never use the music. But it's called The Last Days, I think. And it's about his last days, living the supposed last days, what he... picture may have happened as this guy is stumbling around his house all strung out and playing music before he kills himself. After he made that, he made another movie called Elephant.
Okay.
Not about an elephant.
Nope.
It's about... and then, is it... I don't even know if it's directly about again or if it's inspired by... But it's about the Columbine shooting.
Yeah, it's about a school shooting.
It's a school shooting.
Oh,
and it's
okay,
two
dark.
People. It's very dark. It's two people, and it's very much like the Dylan Klebold and what's his name? Those two guys. So he's like already dabbling with these kind of the genre. Jumps into Milk, where it's a much more straightforward story, much more honest portrayal of the actual story. Although, you know, again, it's Hollywood storytelling, so I'm sure they fudged a few things and changed things up anyway, because that's what you do to make a story. And Josh Brolin's in it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be talking about Josh Brolin a whole bunch in the box office recap. He's in it playing the... spoiler alert, history spoiler.
History, what, 30-year spoiler?
45-year-old history spoiler.
And 10-year movie spoiler.
And 10-year-old movie spoiler. Harvey Milk was killed in his office. spoiler alert. Harvey Milk was assassinated. And it's in this movie. Josh Brolin plays the guy who did it. And the movie kind of posits, it sort of hints at it, but doesn't directly go that way, that part of the reason why the guy that Josh Brolin's playing, another like elected official, the reason he killed Milk is because latent homophobia and kind of like, you know, he himself was gay,
but
like repressing because like, oh, this is wrong, society doesn't like it, I can't be gay. So, and then he sees Milk out there just be like, I'm gay and it's great, and he's like, I don't like this guy.
Yeah. You
know? Not fair. I want to be gay.
Not fair. I want to be gay and successful, just like this one person who's managing to do it despite all the hardships, etc.
Yeah, you gotta watch that now for sure. It's on my agenda for the week now.
It's well made. It's really good. And then
Sean Penn rocks.
Sean Penn's really
good. I love Sean Penn.
When he throws himself into a role, it's like, like, man, it's incredible. Yeah. And it's one of these ones where it's like, by the end, you don't even remember that it's Sean Penn.
It's just, that's wild.
It's really good.
Yeah.
James Franco pops up in it.
People love hate James Franco.
There is a love hate thing. It's one or the other.
Yeah. And I'm a big fan. You know, he's an oddball, but I love him.
I like him. He does have weird accusations now about sort of abusing his privileges as a teacher in a school that he did. And I was like, it taints the Franco-ness. But I still like him. Disaster Artist. Did you get to see that one?
Which one?
The Disaster Artist, where he plays Tommy Wiseau.
Yeah.
He did a really good Wiseau impression.
That looks legit, though.
Yeah, it's really good. He did a good Wiseau. He directed the movie, and it's a good movie. He's good. I like him.
His brother's funny, too. I think his brother's coming into
it. Dave is good. Yeah, he is coming to his
own.
He was
in that movie Nerve. Did you guys see that?
I have not watched it.
Yeah, Nerve was pretty good.
What I didn't like about the reason I really didn't see it is because I did see it.
Yeah.
Because I saw the trailer a couple of times. Yeah. And the trailer gives you 95% of the movie easily. Yeah. I go to Wikipedia, look at the end, like, I got it.
Yeah. That sucks when you start a movie, you're like, I already know this ends.
Yeah, exactly. And exactly. When you see the trailer, you're like, well, I know this is going to happen. It's one of those trailers where it's like, here's the movie, story beat by story beat. And it's like, well, just give me something. You don't got to give me everything.
Give me a cliffhanger.
Just give me something. And
I'd agree with that 100%.
But yeah, Dave Franco is he's good.
Yeah, he's coming along.
Looking forward to getting more Dave Franco for sure.
Yeah.
Milk is good stuff. Netflix. Did you look it up, see if it happens to be on any other?
Nothing
else, just Netflix. All right, sorry, non-Netflix users, but there you go. obviously, you got your Kodi box users, your thieves. Your thieves! What happened? Ray Fine.
I said your father?
My father? Yeah, my dad. My dad has one of these boxes. when he was, before he retired, one of his younger coworkers hooked him up.
Oh, nice.
Funny story.
It was a parting gift.
Parting gift. Yeah. My dad's always been that type of guy. Back in the 90s, he was the one with the hot box, the cable hot box. Yeah. And I was watching all the wrestling pay-per-views. My cousins were coming over. So, he first got the Kodi box type thing to hook it up to his TV
while
he was living in Jersey,
of course it was in Jersey, too.
Yeah, because this is when he was living in Jersey before he moved down here for retirement. He had it plugged into the TV and has a screensaver mode, and it was just for the screensaver. It was just going out to the torrent world and pulling whatever screenshots of anything that was out there and then flashing them on the screen. So
you
that
know
includes random movies, random TV shows, and hardcore pornography. And my father's a very straight-laced individual, an old-school man who does not like the pornographies, and at least not openly, and the fact that, like, his brother-in-law, who's a neighbor, could, like, just walk in and see this shit or something. It's like, this is bad. So he had to take it back. He couldn't figure out how to get rid of it. He had to take it back to the guy. But like, can you please fix it so it doesn't show me porn? He's like, really? You don't want the porn? I don't want the porn.
You sure? We're talking about the same porn here, right?
It's like, okay, I think I can figure that out. So, and then he fixed and showed how he could fix it. So, yeah, for a while, just porn was playing. Milk. There you go. Milk. Netflix. Check it out. Good stuff. Drew. Box office. Time to talk about the numbers. Stupid. And them dollar bills, y'all. Juicy Cogburn. Are you ready to talk about the box office top five?
I am, Chris.
Where we started at?
Number five.
Here we go.
Breaking In. Made $6.4 million, total 28.
That's that Gabrielle Union. Second week already? Budget?
Six.
$28 million on a $6 million budget? Mm-hmm. Get ready for Break It In 2, Electric Boogaloo. Might as well. How can you not?
But yeah. Good for them, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Hey, you know what? If you make it with the right budget, you can almost find any profitable audience.
That's true.
Depending on the movie genre, of course. All right, what's number four?
Number four, Life of the Party made $7.7 million, total of 31.
Melissa McCarthy?
Yeah, not bad, but I bet the budget's a little higher than that one, though.
Not listed.
I would imagine.
Her salary is pretty fat.
Her salary is pretty good.
Yeah, she probably made that $6 million budget herself.
Yes, right. $6 to $10 million just went to her. Another one or two to her husband, who, this is one of her joint collabos with her husband.
Yeah, so they both get paid.
So they're both getting paid, yeah.
Smart people right
there. That double
I love that he's
household.
Always in there somewhere in all of her movies.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing.
Well, especially the ones that he's directing.
Yeah.
But then, she's still got him like, throw this guy a bone, this poor fella. He just wants to work,
she's
too.
She's such a good actress, and I feel like she's kind of pulling a Sandler, where like Sandler had that streak of just like, I need to put out film.
Sure.
You know, and I kind of feel like she's falling out. Like, this movie looks good, I guess, you know, but it's...
Well, yeah, you know what? That's the thing. I feel like the movies that she does make with her husband are all the lesser McCarthy movies.
Yeah.
The better ones are when she works with other people.
Her and Ghostbusters... That's a I love that Ghostbusters. I thought really, it was great. I
really enjoyed that movie.
Like, sorry if I offend anybody else out there, but I mean, I'll speak it. No, I thought that movie was great.
I thought it was great. I did think it was kind of weird that they got McCarthy and Wig and then made them kind of like the straight non-comedic characters.
Right, right.
Because like these two are super funny.
Right.
But then that just meant Leslie Jones.
I love her.
And
the weird one from SNL.
Oh, what's her name?
I always forget her name.
Now it's killing me. Drew, what's her name? The blonde.
From SNL.
Don't know. Played Hillary Clinton.
I don't watch SNL.
Neither do why. What's her name? I still knew her name. Kate McKinnon, thank you very much. They were hysterical. They were, and Chris Hemsworth, Thor.
Yeah,
Chris Hemsworth was great.
He was great in that movie. He took out the glasses from his eyeglasses because it kept getting dirty. So he's like, I'll just take them out. Fantastic. Fantastic role. Yeah, that was great. Did you ever see Spy?
Yes.
It's the same thing with Ghostbusters, Paul Feig. So when she works with Paul Feig, that's like top tier McCarthy. When she works for her husband, that's like mid-level.
Yeah.
And then everything else is in the middle. She has one. We've seen this trailer how many thousands of times, Drew?
Which one?
For this Lee Israel movie.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. Let's see it one more time.
Yeah. And it's another one where I feel like, damn it, you're showing me the entire movie.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah. All the way up to the end.
It looks pretty good. I'm just
but
like,
it looks good, though. When I first saw the trailer, I was like, I'm in.
Yeah.
The 10th time I saw the trailer, like, I'm out. I think I've seen the movie
now.
Yeah,
I can tell you how this ends.
Yes.
Okay, yes. One of my favorite Melissa McCarthy movies. Side note, real quick.
Do it.
Tammy. Have you guys seen Tammy?
That one I have not seen.
Dude, it's so...
I think that maybe one her husband did.
Yeah, and it's good. It's stupid. It's like typical Melissa McCarthy, but I mean, it's pretty good.
Have you seen Identity Thief?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Rank it next to that. Better, worse?
Better. It's got kind of the same vibe because it's a road trip type movie.
Yes.
I don't know. Identity Theft is damn good too, though. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely bad. Tammy's like just a good go-to movie if you just want like a good giggle.
She makes good movies. I feel like this is perfect for, I'm on an airplane.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do that Melissa McCarthy marathon.
See, and that's where it's funny. That's where I'm catching up a lot of my movies right now.
Yeah.
Because I'm on a plane every week. Yeah, yeah exactly. So, you know, when you go to California, you get 2.5 movies in.
There you go. That's what happens. A lot of stand-up comedians. Yep. People do a lot of traveling for a living. That's when they watch all their movies are seen on a... do you bring your laptop or are you watching on the screens on the TV?
It depends, like, on what airline I'm flying. Sometimes I get Delta. Delta, like, is laying it out on the big screens now.
Oh, do they now?
Yeah, JetBlue's hooking it up. You get Southwest, you better bring something.
There you go, yeah.
Because you're staring at some bald spot otherwise.
Or someone books you on Frontier, like, damn it, I said never Frontier.
Yeah. Are these bench seats?
Yeah. Yeah. What? They'll strap you in? Terrible. Oh, boy. They'll punch you in the face, too, if you complain about anything. That was number four?
Mm-hmm.
What was number three?
Hard side track. Sorry about that.
Number three.
That's what the show's all about.
Where were we at here? Number three, Book Club. Made $12.5 million.
Book Club, this is...
Old
White Ladies reading Fifty Shades
of Grey.
And it's Who Are the White Ladies? It's...
Candace Bergen.
Murphy Brown. Diane Keaton?
I think so. I
think so. With her turtleneck.
Hillary Clinton.
Jane Fonda.
That'd be great. I would love if Hillary Clinton would read Fifty Shades.
I'm just
Jane Fonda, yes, thank
Jane
you.
Jane Fonda's in it. Alicia Silverstone apparently is in the movie.
Ooh, she's making a bit of a comeback, Alicia Silverstone.
Mary Steenburgen.
Mary Steenburgen. She's the other one.
Keaton,
she's the fourth one.
Diane Keaton.
Candace Bergen. And I guess the male counterparts, because, you know, they got to go find dudes to get banged out all dirty style.
Oh, okay. Is that what's going on?
50 Shades.
They're getting inspired to do that?
We got Andy Garcia, Don Johnson, and Richard Dreyfuss, and Coach is back!
Coach!
Craig T. Nelson, bitches!
Craig T. Nelson, seriously?
Yes!
I kind of want to watch it now, just for that alone.
Can you look up the Rotten Tomato score on Book Club, Drew, and let us know if it's worth watching?
It's not.
In theaters?
I don't even have to look at it.
That would probably be an airplane movie.
Oh, man, surprise, wow.
Airplane.
58%!
All right, not bad. What's the 5. rating?
5.6.
5.6. Consensus.
Book Club only intermittently rises to the level of its impressive veteran cast. Fortunately, they're more than enough to bring pedestrian material entertainingly to life.
There you go. So the one thing intriguing us, the cast, is the one thing that's saving the movie.
That's a pretty expensive cast.
That is an expensive cast. So we have a budget?
Don Johnson's in it.
No budget? Yeah, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's some coach.
Don Johnson don't get off his ass for anything less than $5 million, man. Seriously. This guy's...
I mean, like, everyone's pretty much old school A-lister, you know?
They are. Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
They're reading 50 Shades of Grey. That's a terrible Dreyfuss. The first time I really ever tried it, though, so to be fair, first time I really
don't
tried
try again. Number two this week.
Hey, Drew. What was that?
I said number two this week?
Oh, it was number two.
Avengers Infinity War.
Avengers Infinity War.
Made an additional $28 million. Total of $595 domestic. Another $1.2 billion foreign. Total of $1.8 billion worldwide.
Not bad.
Not bad. 1.8.
Probably a little ROI there. That, a little ROI.
I think it may have been a good investment. I don't know if we'll ever see another one of these Avengers movies, though. It's kind of tight. Tight.
It's new. It's innovative. I don't know if they'll do it again.
Exactly. Will people turn out again? I don't know.
Stay tuned.
1.8. So, Drew.
I mean, you want to talk about a cast? Lord.
Yeah. It's an expensive cast.
They got A-list people in the back just setting up chairs.
Just hanging out.
Yeah, yeah.
Just walking to a screen and walking by.
Going, hello. Check.
While expensive, not the most expensive movie ever made.
No.
Not even the fifth most expensive movie, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's even better for them then.
Exactly.
Just pocketing cash.
Exactly. And we got another one coming out next year.
Yep.
A year where I probably make a similar amount of money. Maybe not as much. It's going to have to be great to make as much, if not more.
Yeah.
But it hit that 1.8, Drew, which is the floor that we set.
Yeah.
Because we know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll see if it can break 2 and how far past 2 billion it can get worldwide. Especially now that it's a summer movie. Big summer movies are coming out. We're going to talk about one in a minute here, and then we're going to talk about another one that's coming out next week in a few minutes. So we'll see what's left in the tank for Avengers.
It's got it.
Yeah. It is, I think, currently number 4.
Number 4 all-time worldwide.
$1.8
billion. It's got to hit 2.1, basically, to beat Star Wars The Force Awakens.
Yep.
After that, if it gets to 2.2... it'll beat Titanic.
Yep.
It is not ever... Nothing will ever touch Avatar's $2.8 billion.
I don't understand how Avatar made so much money. I do not understand.
I can't...
No one will ever touch it.
I can't fathom it.
It is an impossible number to get to.
And here's the funny thing. Okay, so we're talking about Avengers. Biggest opening weekend of all time. $258 million North America. First 3 days.
Yeah.
It won't beat Avengers... Avatar is 2.8.
It's the overseas.
Avatar's opening weekend, 75 million.
No, it was the overseas.
Yeah.
I mean, domestically, Avatar only made $760 million.
Only $760 million?
Only $760.
You know how many movies made plus $700 million? Like 2.
I know.
Avatar and Force Awakens.
I know.
Only $700
million. It's overseas. It took in $2 billion.
Yeah,
Chris.
Which is disgusting.
Which is just nutty.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that was in 2009.
Yeah, so imagine if it comes out now, a new Avatar. Oh, what we will next year, 2019. Look at that underwater Avatar.
They're going to hype beast the hell out of it. Oh, it's underwater.
That's the thing.
That's why it took so long.
That's like Waterworld meets Avatar.
Yeah.
James Cameron had to figure out how to do motion capture underwater.
You wanted to do motion capture suits, but how do you deal with light refraction of water? Oh, new camera technology. That's what we'll do.
Gotta invent it from scratch.
And also at the same time, I need to train all these actors to like hold their breath underwater for long.
Minutes on
Yes, exactly.
That's insane.
Like, hey, call Tom Cruise's guy. He figured it out. We'll get him in here.
Yeah.
I have to teach him how to fly helicopters too. Thanks.
So Avengers has made a ton of money, and you have not had a chance to see it yet.
I have not.
You said, so
slacking.
We plan on anything to get around?
Yeah.
To
no.
It?
My goal is hopefully this week. I got a lot of time coming in this week.
It's gonna be around for a minute. It's not going anywhere.
That's it.
Yeah. When you pull up, you know, like Epic or Fandango, and you see it's in like 19 theaters, one theater, you're like, oh, it's gonna be there for a while.
It's gonna be around for a while. Definitely, I would say of all the movies, don't wait for the airplane to see this one.
Yeah. No, see, like, those, like, hardcore, like, action movies or here, you know, anything like that that has, like, a lot of, like...
Spectacle.
You gotta see them in theaters, you know what I mean?
Yes, 100%. You know.
It's more fun, way more fun.
100%. All right, Joseph Cogburn. We did this last week. It's a segment that interrupts other segments. Chris Crespo reads sexy poetry. Jesse, we just debuted this one last week, and it's catching on.
Already?
So here we go. I'm going to read a sexy poem. This one from Ron.
Okay.
Here we go, Jesse. Sexy poem time. This one's called What I Do. With skin so perfect and firm that make angels squirm, I touch it. Your lips so full and inviting, my tongue yearns for their dividing, I kiss it. Drew, look at me when I'm reading poetry to you. The breast so supple and nipples erect, I know they want me to be direct, I fondle it. Hair full of natural beauty so pure, no one's resistance can endure, I caresses it. The prize is manicure, moist to the touch. Their whisper in our ear, our love is too much, I invade it. Eyes tell me to proceed with need.
More aggressive every time. Now he's invading. First it's a touch, then it's a caress. Now he's invading. Very aggressive, Ron.
eyes tell me to proceed with need. Their voice echo moans of that plea. I fulfill it. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Do we have a rating scale for that? There should be a rating scale.
Oh, yeah, go ahead and rate it. 1 out of 10 condom, used condoms. what would you rate that?
I'd give that a solid 8.2.
I was thinking, good 8. Yeah, Drew.
Yeah, I'm right there with you guys. Yeah, thanks. 8 used condoms.
Thanks, Ron. 8 used condoms. So that's our new segment. It's a segment that interrupts other segments.
I dig it.
And it's Chris Reed's Sexy Poetry. You can send us sexy poems to crespediso@gmail.com. Ostensibly, they are all about Drew, but you don't have to address Drew directly.
Yeah, because Chris is staring me right in the eyes while he's reading it.
I'm trying to. He's not looking at me. It's very annoying.
For those of you that are not in the booth, it's very intimate in here, and I like it.
The temperature did go up there. Yeah. 2 degrees as I read that poem. All right, so it's number one.
Deadpool 2. Made $125
million. Goddamn, $125
million? Not bad.
$125 domestic, another $176 foreign, wow. $300 worldwide.
Wow, that's got to be some sort of record, or close to a record. Yeah, for R-rated movies specifically.
Let's see. I mean, I want to be Ryan. The Box Office Mojo's got all that shit.
Yeah, Box Office Mojo's usually pretty good with compiling all the stats and letting you know where movies sit in terms of history.
It didn't make as much as the first Deadpool.
Oh, interesting.
Shocking.
Number two.
Shocking. But also, the first Deadpool came out in February. Less movies to be seen. Now it's May.
Well, they dropped it against almost Avengers, which I thought was kind of ballsy.
It is.
You know, I'm like, oh, you know.
2 weeks before Avengers, one week before another massive Disney film. So, that is quite ballsy. But it's also an R-rated movie. It's a slightly different audience.
Different category.
Do you have a budget there?
Oh, yeah, 110.
Ooh, it's a much bigger budget.
They doubled the budget.
Yeah, their first one, the budget was about 45. 58? Yeah.
58 is what it said.
58.
The first one, they started filming, they basically scrapped it, refilmed it, didn't they?
The first one, they had to convince Fox to even make it to begin with. And then the only way to do it, Ryan Reynolds was like, I'm going to give up my salary. We'll do it for the super low budget. And then that's how Fox was like, okay, make whatever movie you want to make. We're not going to give you too much input into it. And kind of the same
thing. It does make sense, though. This is a bigger Deadpool movie.
There are.
It's not just Ryan Reynolds in a suit and everybody laugh at Ryan Reynolds in a suit.
Yeah.
Right.
There's Josh Brolin as Cable. There is Zazie Beetz as Domino.
Zazie Beetz.
There are other people in this movie.
There are multiple characters, more characters. It's a
big budget for salaries alone.
Much more stunts, more fights, more Pyros. Action. Yes, exactly.
More scenes.
It's a bigger movie.
It's a bigger movie, so I'm
psyched for
bigger
it.
Budget.
I can't wait.
Yeah, but spoiler-free review, we both really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed the hell out of it, yeah. I thought it was really good.
I mean, whatever you liked about Deadpool, you're going to get with this movie.
That's fantastic.
The breaking the fourth wall. The shattering, the talking about the movie that you're in
while you're in the movie,
calling characters by their names from other movies.
Oh, that's cool. See, that's what I appreciate so much about that. Like, it's so just off the wall. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Very irreverent. Yeah, and they're just we don't care. We're gonna do whatever we think is fun.
Mm-hmm.
But then the action is better than the first movie. The action's better. The fights are better. Movie looks cooler, they took more time to make it look bigger and grander.
There are special effects.
Yeah, there are more special effects. And they have the money to pay for them and stuff. It's cool.
That's dope.
A couple of surprise characters, couple of surprise cameos.
Yep.
Would you just make something you're just what? That just happened?
No, exactly. Yes,
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, where you're just I can't believe that.
And then you think about it and you're like, well, never mind. I guess, of course. I mean, it makes perfect sense. But still, what?
For Deadpool, it makes perfect sense.
Did you guys watch Super Troopers 2?
No.
Not.
Did you see the first one?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm diehard Super Troopers. Mm-hmm. Super Troopers 2, right? You know, I mean, they bootstrapped the whole budget for that thing. And the cameo that opens up, you're like, what? It almost sets the precedent for the whole movie.
Oh, really?
And you're like, why are these two guys in this movie?
And
then the whole movie's like that. The rest of
it. Well, that's because the Super Troopers became such a cult movie.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's definitely pop where people are like, man, I love it. I would love to be in a Super Troopers movie. You want to be in a cameo? Yeah. a union wages. Oh, it'll pay me $100 for my day, my $80 day.
Yep.
Give me a per diem, and then I'll be in your movie.
Fly me out on Southwest. I'll be in it. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's better not Frontier, man.
Oh.
This episode brought to you by Frontier Airlines.
And for listening to that, you owe us $23.94.
Yeah, there you go. Man, it's good. It's fun. If you like Deadpool, definitely.
I see it.
Definitely see Deadpool 2. It's worth it. We put out a spoiler-filled episode yesterday, so people listening, if you already seen the movie and you want to hear our full review, you can listen to that.
Or if you just don't care.
Or if you just don't care about the spoilers and you listen anyway, a lot of people who do that, they just want to hear us goof off about a movie for 45 minutes. There you go. That's my French... my Frenchman.
That was awful.
I know. Yeah, that's pretty bad.
That was worse than your regular awful. I mean, normally the bar's already set pretty low.
Bar is set low.
So
I got a low bar.
So when you don't make it over the bar, it's even worse.
Very low bar. New movies come out on DVD. A whole bunch of them. The 15, 17, The Paris. That's that one.
The Clint Eastwood with the non-actors. No.
Yo, that's funny. So I actually looked it up on my phone while we were talking.
Yeah?
That movie... was the most confusing movie I've ever seen in my entire
really?
Life.
Why?
Okay, so what I didn't know going into the movie, right? My girlfriend wanted to see it. I love the story. I love Clint Eastwood. Eastwood does amazing military movies.
He makes good movies.
Yeah. And I'm watching it, and it starts out really good, right? And the acting is really good. Mm. And then the group of guys, the three guys, become like teens.
Okay.
Then it shifts. And then there's like this gap between like teen to like young adult.
Okay.
And then you get these like three guys in there. And then you're just like, okay. I'm like, you know, you don't expect big name actors in it. They don't show that anywhere. And I missed the part of this where you're watching it and you're like, why is the acting so bad?
Because they're not actors.
Right.
It's the actual guys who lived
it. So did you not know that going into it?
I did. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. You're like, man, worst acting ever.
My girlfriend's like... I mean, we both love like those type of movies, and she's like, "This is the worst movie I've ever seen."
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, these actors are so awkward. So like, we leave the movie, and then like at the end, it tells you, you know, they're the real people, and I'm like, "Oh shit!" Back for the movie, like that's I see what Clint Eastwood tried to do. I'm like, I just really feel like they should have really worked a little bit more with the guys to really try because it gets kind of awkward at parts.
Well, here's the thing. Yeah, I think that's exactly the point. They should have worked with them more.
Yeah,
Clint Eastwood, famously a guy who does not like. Work with actors.
Right.
He'll have them run a scene and he'll be like, can we rehearse a scene? And she's like, sure, yeah.
Nope.
He'll say, yeah, you can rehearse the scene. Go ahead. Do a walkthrough. And the actors will do a walkthrough of the scene.
And he filmed
Clint Eastwood will film it and then it's over and they're like, all right, next setup. We got it. And he's like, no, we were
filming. You got it. It's
like,
over.
No, we got it.
Next.
We're doing it.
Oh, next.
Yeah. So he does not like try to get the best out of his actors. He just wants to get a setup, get the shot, and move on. Probably, I mean, he's done this for his whole career, but even now and that he's 88, 89 years old, he definitely wants to get in and get out.
I mean,
I don't have that much time.
After you see the movie, like, you have a lot of, and you're like, okay, you know, it's
once
definitely.
When you know that, it's a little different. Yeah. It changes your perspective.
You're right, but I mean, it's still, there's some moments where it's like, you know, like when you see just bad acting, it's cringeworthy.
Yes.
You're just like,
wow.
Take two on that. We kind of got to take two on that. But now I get it, right?
Clint does not do take two.
Yeah, but it was the only movie I've ever seen like that in my life where, like, halfway through, I'm like, what is going on?
Interesting.
Here?
Why is it so bad?
It was that noticeable. Maybe I want to watch it now just to see
it. It's good. I mean, like, you know,
the experiment of making a movie about a story with the real people.
It's wild. And I commend it. You know what I mean? Like, I think they should try that more often.
Sure.
But I really think, you know, take a month. I mean, because, like, a lot of fight scenes and stuff, those actors, the real actors, will train for 2 or 3 months for it.
Yeah.
You know, if you put those guys, there for 2 or 3 months, they probably been awesome.
At least so that it doesn't draw you out of the movie and make you be like, what's going on?
Yeah, when you kept doing that, there's parts where you're like, what is happening?
Oh man, that actually makes me excited to see
that. Yeah, you should really see it. You should totally appreciate it. Yeah.
There you go. Also coming out, there's that Aardman animated movie, Early Man, about the caveman. It's the Wallace and Gromit people. A Fantastic Woman is what won the best foreign picture at the Academy Awards. Dope. It's from Chile. You can check that out if you're into that kind of movie. Game Night, the comedy with Jason Bateman and Rachel McAdams.
Finally,
I can. Yeah. That's the one I've been kind of waiting for.
Jason Bateman is one of my favorite actors lately.
He's good.
He's always been great, but like lately, he's been killing it.
And he's one of these guys who can definitely very easily go between drama and comedy and give you what you need
his
no matter
sense
what
humor
the movie is.
Just money.
He's got that great like dry delivery.
Deadpan,
He nailed it. He knows it. He does it. Red Sparrow comes out on DVD this week. Jennifer Lawrence. That's a crazy movie.
I'm looking forward to that coming out on DVD.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you see it in theaters?
I saw it in theaters.
I did.
You saw it in theaters?
Yeah.
It's definitely, I would say, a DVD movie.
Yeah.
It's
wild.
It's brutal at times.
It's wild.
And it's interspersed. There's not that much of it, but when it happens, you're like, whoa.
Oh yeah, why? It's like a kick in the pants. You're like, okay, all right, I'm here, I'm awake.
There, it does have a very early on a very interesting bone break. That's like, why? I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah,
and it happens quick too.
And there's like some like pretty intense like. I don't even call them sex scenes, but like sexual,
yes,
like vibes.
Yes, I mean, it's very wild, sex heavy. It feels very sleazy in a '90s way that they don't really make anymore.
Yeah. It was a good DVD movie.
It's definitely worth checking out.
Yeah, I'd see it.
Yeah, for sure. So there you go, Drew. What's coming out in theaters?
There's this movie called How to Talk to Girls at Parties.
I already know how to do that. I haven't seen a movie about it.
It's starring Elle Fanning and some people.
Elle Fanning. Yeah, whatever.
And there's a title of the movie called Solo Star Wars
Story. Solo, : A Star Wars Story will be coming out this weekend.
It's going to make all the monies.
It's tracking at like somewhere between $150 to $170 million opening weekend. Which is a
busy
lot of money.
Busy theater season.
Yes, get your tickets ahead of time. I'll be getting mine probably tomorrow because fuck it, why not, man? I want some good seats.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, like, I'm not crazy for it. I was never crazy for a Han Solo, young Han Solo movie.
Right.
But the marketing looks all right. The trailers look fine.
I'm more interested in Lando Calrissian than I am in
Donald Glover as Lando Calrissian.
Yo, Donald Glover's legit,
He's killing it.
Yeah.
He's been having hell of a year. Yeah, he's doing great between Atlanta, Childish Gambino, Solo. He is everywhere right now. I hope people don't get sick of him because he's not going anywhere anytime soon.
He's already been cast as Simba in the
oh, that's right. And he's
the Lion King.
He's already been cast as Simba.
Kidding. Yeah.
The Lion King remake cast is
off the chain.
Out of this world.
Really?
I'm really angry that Jeremy Irons isn't back as Scar.
It is a bummer that they didn't bring him back.
Because
they did bring back other people.
Yeah, they brought back James Earl Jones from Mufasa.
That's dope.
But they didn't bring back Jeremy Irons.
They didn't bring back Jeremy Irons. I want great Scar. I was the original Scar.
That was good. That's good.
Yeah, not bad, right? I've been working on Jeremy Irons for a little longer than my Richard Dreyfuss. I'll tell you that much. it's great, but it's fine. They still got someone amazing. Did they get Chiwetel Ejiofor for Scar?
I don't even know.
They still got someone amazing.
I'm just gonna say it.
But it's not Jeremy Irons.
It's Childish Gambino in the Lion King.
He's Simba.
Yeah, Childish Gambino is Simba in the Lion King.
That's the way you just have it.
Brought to you by the people who made The Jungle Book, which is just Jon Favreau and his crew of people. I'm looking forward to that, actually. It's going to be really good. So, Solo is going to be a lot of fun. That's your new movie coming out this weekend. Oh, I accidentally opened up my Simpsons tap key.
Got to tap out, Chris.
All right, Drew, here we go, buddy. Where's so many new buttons? I got new buttons here, so now I'm going to do some button and tech.
New buttons?
I got some new buttons. Yeah, like the Chris Reed sexy poetry drop.
You must be Doc Holliday.
That's the rumor.
Dr. Strangelove, do we have anything like that in the works?
They call me Dr. Manhattan.
And Bridget Fonda.
Do doctors know more about sex?
Doc Hollywood.
That's right. Here with your prescription for life is Dr. Drew. Drew, take it away.
Chris, there's a tiny little movie called Solo, Star Wars movie.
Yep.
That comes out next week.
Yep.
I'm sure everybody knows about it. Mm. I say fuck that movie. Boycott it. Don't go see it. Do something else. Anything else. Go camping. Go fishing. Go do something. Star Wars doesn't need any more of your money. Cogburn out.
Whoa! What a controversial stance. He says don't see Solo just because Disney doesn't need the help. Damn, Drew.
It's going to make so much money.
Bold statement.
All right.
It's going to make so much money.
As he says that, I'm going to buy the tickets for us to go.
We're
going to go see Friday night. We're going to see Friday night.
Seats C12 and C13.
Yeah, right in the middle. Right in the middle. Yep. We have a cultural obligation. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. Crespo Disco time. We've been working a lot lately through PFT Media, our parent company now. We've been working a lot with Get Rad Records. Get Rad Records is a local record label. Cool. They focus on punk rock stuff, and they're very cool, very chill. We did a Cinco de Mayo event together that went great. Drew, you may find this interesting, they are opening a store.
Yeah, brick and mortar, I saw that.
They're opening a brick and mortar store where you can buy like all their music, and they're going to have vinyls and rare vinyls. It's in historic
Longwood.
It's in historic Longwood.
Nice.
So that's opening June 1st.
Cool.
People can check that out. And at that store opening, they can get, they have a band on their label called Volume Zero. Now, Billy D, I'm talking to you, Billy D. You're going to like these guys. Volume Zero, they kind of have a old school New York hardcore punk rock feel, but updated modern type of bit. They have a record called Subjugate, Manipulate Control. I'm going to play the title track, I should say. So I'm going to play the song that has the same title. And this will be available, limited edition, hand-numbered vinyls, 10-inch vinyl pressing, colored vinyls. We sell them at the store, or you can get them online, and it's going to be a very limited edition of them, and it's good stuff.
That's dope.
Yeah,
I can get behind that.
Yeah, it's very cool. So there you go. I'm going to play that song. Again, it's called Subjugate, Manipulate, Control by Volume Zero off Get Rad Records. But before that song plays, guys, we have to got a special word from our sponsor. Choose a guy word.
What?
We got a sponsor.
Okay. So, word from our sponsor. Where is it? What's the word?
It's right here. Hey, guys. It's Chris here, and we are super excited to tell you that Orange Blossom Brewing has come on as a sponsor for Cinema Crespediso for the next month. Isn't that super cool? And this is like a real, for real sponsorship, guys. So, here's a for real commercial for them, which means I'm going to tell you, Orange Blossom Pilsner, their delicious beer, is made with 2.3 teaspoons of real orange blossom honey in every single can. And it doesn't make it sweet, it makes it crisp and refreshing and delicious because that honey gets fermented. And OBP will be available in 16-ounce cans pretty soon. What? That's pretty wild, guys. Get ready to kick up your parties that extra notch with 16-ounce OBP. Also, the summer is here, perfect for toasted coconut porter, the dark beer that you can take to the beach. That toasted coconut flavor, it's so just the right amount and perfect. It's so delicious. I love it. It makes me think of the tropics in the summer and having a good time and relaxing. I can definitely recommend Toasted Coconut Porter. And for people who love your IPAs, you hopheads, Tom made the perfect drinkable IPA. It is not so overpowering that it's going to knock you on your butt and it's not going to turn people away. Instead, it's a 1990s American style IPA called Back in the Day IPA. And Back in the Day IPA is delicious, and I can definitely recommend people check that one out as well. Anything with the OBP brand on it, anything made by Orange Blossom Brewing, try it. They're delicious. You're going to love them. Perfect summer beers. We are super glad to have them on board. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it. Keep an eye out for those 16-ounce cans. Take some pictures. Share them with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We love to see them. Thanks, guys. Remembered.
I've known you for like 2 decades.
I know, so I was about to say, how are you gonna forget? How are you going to forget?
I mean,
2 decades.
Drugs.
Oh, yeah. Drugs! Ladies and gentlemen, second half of the show is starting now. I'm with Drew. I'm with Jesse.
What's up?
Yeah, Jesse!
Still here.
So tell us what's up with Oh Dang Hummus, buddy.
Oh, man. We've been working real hard, crushing a lot of chickpeas.
How many chickpeas do you go through?
Right now, we're blowing through about 15,000 pounds a week.
Whoa!
So, it's a little bit of chickpea. Man. So we went from some farmers markets here in town to we are in 49 states, including Alaska.
That's amazing. Ow. What's the holdout? Well, let me guess. Wyoming. They ain't got no culture there in Wyoming.
Surprisingly, just Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii?
We are in Wyoming.
Because of the cost of getting out there.
And really, it's just a matter of a couple of weeks here, and we'll be out there, too.
Yeah, that's amazing,
yeah,
buddy.
It's wild. Yeah, so we went from a couple farmers markets. The last thing we talked, we were in 400 stores last year.
And wow.
Then, we're in just about 4,500 stores today.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's wild.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You got into the Walmarts pretty recently.
Yep. Walmarts, we're in most of the Walmarts nationwide. Mm-hmm. Walmart markets. We're in Kroger now.
Oh,
that's some big news that we have coming down the pipeline.
Very
so a little
cool.
Spoiler alert here.
Yeah, it's a Cinema Christmas News Show exclusive.
Exclusive.
Because, there are so many Krogers in Florida.
Yeah.
But we do have listeners worldwide.
Yeah, it's true.
And they got a lot of Krogers in Japan.
So if you got King Supers, Ralph's, any of those, out in California?
Yeah.
West.
California is our third biggest market.
Oh,
second
yeah.
or third biggest
I
market.
I feel like it's it's our second biggest market.
For you guys, isn't really? There you go.
So it's like
Californians love that hummus.
Yeah. They totally
sense.
Dig it. So
they love their hummus. They love their movie podcast.
I mean, if you could find a way to make hummus out of
Man, guaca hummus is the next big thing.
Next big
hummamoli.
we're making moves here, guys.
You know what? I'm going to cut this part of the show off. I'm going to stuff it in an envelope, mail it to
yourself.
Ourselves.
Yeah. That's how it works.
And that's how it works. Then we'll have the patent on hummamoli.
Hummamoli.
And guacamus.
See, guacamus, that sounds like an animal for some reason.
Real creatures of this earth.
There's a wild guacamus.
Yeah.
Oh, being haunted by the guacamus.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Homo moly, that one almost
bit me. Horn-billed guacamus.
The horn-billed guacamus. We can't let it haunt us. We have to hunt it. Go into the Outback looking for the horn-billed guacamus. All right, guys.
Sponsored by Outback.
Yeah, well, this episode brought to you by Outback Steakhouse. And their new appetizer, deep-fried guacamus. Deep-fried guacamus beak. They can't sell the meat. It's toxic.
It's toxic.
Yeah.
It's like a, what's it, spiny fish?
Yes.
Yeah.
The only edible part is the beak.
Yeah. Delicacy.
And even then, it's hard. Oof, you got to crack it open again, getting the little bit of meat that's out of there.
No, it's like a crawfish.
It's terrible.
Oh, okay. I dig it, yeah.
And then it doesn't taste good.
Yeah, so it's expensive.
It's expensive.
Okay.
And it tastes bad. And
but people eat it.
But because it's the best.
It's
best. That deep fried guacabeak. We've really gone off track here.
Yeah, that was a hard sidebar.
You can use that guacabeak, though, to dip into some of that hummus. What are your top-selling hummus flavors right now?
Oh, man. Right now, we're killing it with the dressings. Our roasted red pepper dressing is killing it, followed by the Greek tzatziki dressing.
Ooh.
And then we got our traditional buffalo wing hummus, which is killing it. And the second one is caramel apple hummus crisp.
Caramel apple hummus
crisp.
Sweet
crisp.
Interesting.
So what's going on there? What's happening
so
with this one?
Think about this, right?
Okay.
Nutella.
Yeah.
It goes on like everything. You know, fingers, waffles, toast.
Spoons.
Significant other, whatever.
Yeah.
That's what we're going after. We're trying to make actual, better, healthier, sweet dessert dips like that.
Nice.
So, for me, I grab, a box of vanilla wafers. Mm-hmm. The vanilla wafers that grandma always had.
Yeah.
I'm bringing those back, And you eat them it's like chips and dip, but it's with vanilla wafers and dip.
Oh,
yeah. And, so when you get a sweet hankering, it's so good. And then you put on waffles and stuff.
That sounds crazy good.
Yeah, it's tasty.
And that's available in stores?
Yeah, I'll hook you guys up. Yeah. We're working on that right now.
Yeah, you gotta hook us up.
Yeah. Bring in some goods.
Oh, man, that sounds delicious. Online presence. Where can people find Oh Dang? Let me get you a little straight there.
www.odang.com. Odanghummus.com.
Oh, that's important.
Said my own website wrong. Yeah. odanghummus.com.
I'm not saying it. Let's go to odang.com.
Yeah, you don't want to go to odang.
Odang.com, maybe for sale.
Yeah.
Oh, really? You may want to buy that just to redirect it. Yeah.
I tried to buy it. That's why I don't own it. They want like $39,000.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so we own odanghummus.com.
So no one will ever own it.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah, no one's going to own that.
That's fine. Yeah. Odanghummus.com, Instagram, yeah, odanghummus.
Odanghummus on Instagram, on Twitter, on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And then Real Jesse Wolf for the rest of them if you want to follow
Real Jesse Wolf. Go ahead and do a YouTube search. Jesse Wolf Shark Tank.
Boom.
To see this guy on TV just crushing it. What was it, a 10-hour day that they condensed to a 10-minute appearance?
Yeah, the day itself was like 16 hours. They filmed for like 3 hours and then condensed it to like 12 minutes.
That's crazy. That's so crazy. People have no idea. He just went back there, made a phone call, and now he's making the deal.
Yeah, yeah. And what's wild is, like, you know, that was like 2 years ago now, it replays constantly now on CNBC. I get a rerun like almost once a month, if not twice a month.
Do you find that like helping you out? Obviously?
Oh, like crazy.
Helping the brand.
Yeevery time you out there. Every time it hits on like CNBC, it's like a $4 million commercial for us. It's nuts.
Oh, that's true. That's so true. Oh, I just lost my headphones.
And
That's
so people are always recognizing.
Yeah, because imagine having to pay for actual commercial time, your product is out there. It's available to buy.
It's a 12-minute commercial on CNBC like twice a month. It's absolutely wild. So, you know, I didn't expect that to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was a one and done.
Sure.
And then our show got purchased by CNBC from ABC.
You mean that particular episode? Yep. I guess because the ratings of it were good enough. And yes, so this is the one that they can replay.
There's like 30 episodes per season, and CNBC will buy about 10 of them, roughly. And they take the ones they want or the top ones.
Amazing.
We got lucky. Ours got purchased.
That's amazing. Yeah. So cool.
So, so it's pretty dope. So now, you know, people think it's new all the time, which is funny to me. You know?
And they're like, hey, this guy, is the hummus available? Are you doing good?
Like, oh, you're the hummus guy. And someone's like, that guy's homeless? And like, no. Hummus. like the dip.
He's the homeless hummus guy.
He's the homeless hummus.
That's your new. That's your new marketing.
I live in a van.
I live in a van because
down by the river.
I dedicate all my time and passion to my hummus. Dude, I want you to try. This is my garlic trash hummus.
Garlic trash.
I find trash garlic, and I make it.
What do they call it? Dumpster diving.
Yes.
Dumpster diving.
Please. I'm the dumpster diving queen. The homeless hummus man.
I feel like it's a job title of some sort.
It's a double job title. It's like it being an MD, JD. I'm a dumpster diver, but also a homeless hummuser. Hummuser?
DD.
DDHH. DDHH.
Chris Crespo, DDHH.
Chris Crespo, DDHH.
Sounds expensive.
Are you looking for interesting tasting hummus? Or
stuff you find in the garbage?
Stuff you find in the garbage? Hit me up, Chris Crespo. DDHH. Odang hummus. People, check it out online. Get the hummus. Get the salad dressing.
Delicious.
It's all delicious. It's all amazing. Get that sweet dip and dip your shit in it. Not your shit, but like your delicious.
Ew.
I'm still working on the ad reads, Jesse. I'm working on doing better commercials. One day, if you want to have us, we can talk about
it. Don't dip shit in it.
We can definitely talk about bringing you on as a sponsor for many of our PFT media shows. I promise none of the commercials will say dipping shit in them.
Dip your shit in it.
I'll have you do my competitors.
That's the way
I'm
going
to pay to sponsor one of my other competitors.
Do you want to make your shit worse? Buy some Sabra hummus.
Yeah, oh, yes.
There you go.
I'll leave a 20 spot on the table when I leave today.
Yeah, that garbage. Ooh, roasted red pepper and pine nuts. Oh, wow, guys. You really think outside the box? You're a bunch of idiots. There you go. Odang Hummus, Real Jesse Wolf online. People, follow him. Buy the stuff. There you go.
Appreciate the shout-out.
There's the plug. Shoot, where can people find you online?
At Antihero419, some places.
Fantastic! Antihero419, some places on the internet. Also, you can email us your, remember, sexy poems. Cinema Crespi.
Please do. That was the best bit.
Please do that. You know, Drew, we have our homie Gabe.
Mm-hmm.
And he enjoyed the sexy poems bit,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't
so
want
much so?
He didn't want me to read any sexy poems.
Oh,
he wanted to read them himself.
Oh, he did.
So
we have Gabe read sexy poetry.
So yeah, let me see here. Writing just here.
Did
we
he
go.
Did he get himself a microphone?
I think he has some sort of setup. He has. He's provided audio to other shows, not to us, I think, but to other shows. Let's see where. It was just here.
Come on, Chris. Chris, did you delete it? Gabe, he deleted it. He deleted it.
No, I didn't.
He did.
No, I did.
He did.
No, I did.
I disagree. He did.
No, I did. Did he send it to another email? I'm going to cut all this out.
No, you're not.
No, this will be cut. This will be easy to cut.
No, it won't.
Yeah, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's good.
It's not.
It's all good. Drew.
It's very bad.
Drew, it's fine.
This is taking a really long time.
Drew, it's fine.
And the funny thing is, I'm watching you do this, and you're pressing the same buttons over and over.
I'm going back and forth between email accounts. Because that's a problem. I have like 5 or 6 accounts.
Where did it go?
Which one? You lost it. I told you. You lost it.
This is fascinating. Look, it's on my trash. Trash.
No. Gabe, you lost it.
It's on my trash. It's
not enough. Gabe, if you're listening live, which you can't be, because we're not...
Gabe, resend the email.
Resend the email.
Gabe, resend it.
Gabe, currently waiting, even though we're not live.
Yeah.
Oh, what? Guys, what's that sound? True Chicago and Joshua. True Chicago and Joshua. True Chicago and Joshua. I don't know what this email. It's amazing. I can reach God. Oh, that's strange.
They lost it, Chris.
Maybe Gabe... Gabe, did you recall the email? Is that a thing? Can people do that?
I wish.
Some people can do that. In some services, that's possible.
If I could do that, that would have saved me a lot of hassle.
Yeah, in probably relationships. Many times.
Yeah.
Jobs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
all sorts. Yeah, I would be a completely different person.
Yeah. I would look responsible.
Exactly.
<Yeah.
laughs>
All right, here we go. Drew, your record is 11-8. You won last week, so you get to go first. This week's game is called GMO Foodstuffs.
Oh.
I'm going to name a fake food item. You name the movie or TV show where you can find this fake food item.
Okay. Oh, Chris, that's kind of rough because sometimes they start making this stuff.
Yes, they do.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes they start making it for real.
Yes, they
Which
do.
Which is genius, if we're being honest.
I mean, no, yeah, it is. Yes.
Yes, yes, they do. And Double Wrinkle. A couple of these things, it's... Like it can refer to an entire like series, TV series, or franchise, movie franchise. So you don't have to give me a specific movie. But maybe one or two of these things, you do have to give me a specific movie. And that's up to you to decide. Gotcha. That'd be to find out.
No help here.
Awesome. No help whatsoever. It's a bitch. So
you
it's
may
a real bitch.
Or may not be screwed. Have fun.
Have fun. Here we go. Drew, do you want Group A or Group B?
Yes.
I need an A. It's not fair to Jesse. I need an A or B.
I'll Group A.
Group A, here we go. Name the movie or TV show. Number one, Krabby Patties.
No, SpongeBob.
Correct. Number two, Stay Puffed Marshmallows.
Ghostbusters.
That is correct. Number three, Everlasting Gobstopper.
Willy Wonka.
Correct. Number four, The Big Mick.
Big Mick. Sounds so very familiar, but
nothing? No? Just gonna take a guess.
Coming to America?
Coming to America.
Oh, they got the Big Mac. I got the Big Mick.
Yes. I knew it was so familiar, but I couldn't.
No seeds on our buns. Number five, ink gum. Oh.
Ink gum.
No, Justin, you want to take a guess?
I got nothing.
No, Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Ah.
The ink gum. All right, you're 3 out of 5. 3 out of 5. Here we go, Jesse. Name the movie. Number one, Big Kahuna Burger.
I'm off to a terrible start already. I know this one, too.
So do I, but I can't.
Big Kahuna. Oh, I'm going to pass.
And you're going to pass, Drew? Nothing?
He's like,
what are you eating?
The minute you say this,
Big Kahuna Burger. No, that's Pulp Fiction.
It's right here. Yeah, nice.
Right. There's a giant poster.
That was
series.
Also supposed to be the easy one. So here we go. Number two. Cheesy Poofs.
Oh, Cartman from South Park.
South Park. Yeah. Very good.
There's a mad Cheesy Poofs.
Number three. Birdie Bot's Every Flavor Beans.
Can I get a repeat on that?
What?
Birdie Bot's Every Flavor Beans.
I'm going to go with Heavyweights.
Oh, close. You at least start with an H.
Hell.
Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
Harry
Listen. Potter. Should I have said
Butterbeer instead?
Yeah, Butterbeer would work.
Yeah.
Number four, Brondo. Drew knows Brondo.
Brondo. I'm going to pass on Brondo.
You don't know Brondo?
It exists.
And it exists now, too?
It exists. It's a real thing. It is a Gatorade sour beer, but it's a quote-unquote energy drink. I mean, it's from... Wow, why can't I?
Ah-ha!
Holy crap.
He knows there's no other equipment in there.
Jesus.
Number five, Cup O Pizza.
Oh my god, Cup O Pizza, the nerd. Or no, not the nerd, damn it.
You're on it, come on.
Dude, oh, I love this movie. The jerk.
The nerd.
Yo, right, I love Cup O Pizza.
Cup O Pizza's hysterical.
Oh.
2 out of 5, Drusa Cogburn, that means you are the winner of that round.
There's some brewing company out of Tampa that makes what they call Brondo, and it's a Gatorade sour.
Oh, that's so cute. That makes me
Listen,
laugh.
Can we just talk about Cup O Pizza? Like, that changed my life.
Did it really? Like, it made you think it's possible?
Yeah, I'm like, listen, I'm like, why is somebody not doing this?
You can get Cup O Pizza, like, merchandise and stuff, which is really cool.
No,
I think if you look up online, someone figured out a way to do
I'm
it.
I'm sure.
Cup of pizza?
Yeah. You probably just literally cut pizza up and shove it in a cup.
Yeah.
It'd probably be delicious.
I mean, come on. It's just breads and cheeses and sauces.
And sauces.
Delicious sauces.
Sauce.
I can't believe I can't find an email. All right. Drusa Cogburn, you do have the emails that send you, though.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means we're going to do the Vox Populi.
That moment you've all been waiting for. The world famous
Vox Populi.
That's right. You see something, you let us know. CinemaCrestBeast.gmail.com. Drusa Cogburn, take it away.
We got a couple emails from Scott.
What's up, Scott?
One of them's the review, and one of them is something that he forgot to add.
You can talk about that Deadpool, right? Let's hear it.
Deadpool 2.
Yep.
All the snark with double the budget?
Uh-huh.
What could go wrong? Nothing. That's what. Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
The sequel is every bit as hilarious as the first, and the action and CGI are so much better. It's great. Obviously, I loved it, but how can you really even talk about a movie that's so meta about itself being a movie? So I'll just hit some of my favorite parts. So many cameos. Holy fuck. Don't blink, you'll miss them.
Mm-hmm.
I won't spoil the joke, but for me, the biggest laugh of the movie was the moment immediately after No Powers Peter gets accepted into the X-Force.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a little thing, but it had been building for a while, and when they finally pulled that trigger, goddamn, I laughed my balls off. The X-Force skydive jump leading to the convoy siege was one of the most entertaining action sequences I've ever seen. From the humor of the jokes to the quality of the car chase and the fight scenes to the big reveal about who else was in that transport, wow, fucking epic. I'd love to see a Domino spinoff. Zazie Beetz was amazing and could definitely carry her own movie if the writing slash story are good. I think she knows a guy. I wanted a lot more Negasonic Teenage Warhead. The Deadpool slash Colossus bromance was played for laughs quite effectively, but I felt NTW deserved more attention. Shame that the best part of her role in the movie came via her new girlfriend. The whole high-weighed, high-Yukio thing became a really funny meme throughout the movie. I'm still caping for you, Negasonic Teenage Warhead. Mid-credit scene, oh my god, take a bow, Ryan Reynolds, you magnificent bastard. So, awesome movie. When you consider how difficult it is to nail any kind of sequel, whether it's action or comedy, the fact that Deadpool 2 nails it from both ends, like finger cuff style, kudos. 3.5 stars. P.S. I think it's a bit funny for us. I'm pretty sure that my first ever email to Cinema Crespediso was a haiku review of the first Deadpool. I apologize to everyone.
Wow, look at that, Scott. A year later, reviewing both Deadpool movies, and sounds like you liked it quite a bit.
One last Deadpool thing, Chris.
3.5 out of 5, go ahead.
In the days leading up to the premiere, I saw a tweet saying that the Deadpool 2 score, not the soundtrack.
The score.
But the score.
The music.
Was given a parental advisory sticker for foul language.
That's
right. Approved.
This, of course, piqued my interest, so I listened for it. And if you saw the movie, and you surely remember the scene, and you heard the music, and damn it, thank you, Deadpool, for doing that. Just another spot of brilliance in this great movie. Also, I forgot to say it in the last email. Take care, Scott.
Thanks, Scott. We appreciate it. He's right. There is a song in there in the movie where it's like, oh, but they're all cursed. It's really funny.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's really funny.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
It's a hype beast movie. Like, the first one was just, you're just amped by the time you leave the theater. You're like, yeah, let's go kick stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Man, it's fun. But this one, you want to kick stuff with a team.
Yeah.
I need my family that we're going to kick stuff together.
Grandma, kick that.
Yes. Yeah. Man, it's a fun movie. It sounds like Scott enjoyed it quite a bit. We appreciate the review. Scott, what else we got in the Vox Populi Live?
That's all we have.
That's it. That's it in the Vox Populi Live. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, then that means we're going to move on now to our homie Billy D and his segment, Death at the Movies.
Whoa, this is heavy. There's that word again. Heavy.
Why are things so heavy in the future? Is there a problem with the Earth's gravitational pull? What?
Ow! You metal, dude! We're totally gonna kill you now.
That's right, it's time for Billy D's Death, Death, Death of the Movies. Drew, take it away.
What is up, my dudes?
What's up, Bill?
T-minus 24 hours until I go for a very much deserved vacation.
Vacation.
I have packing vacation, to do and Bill, gear to sort, vacation. But it's so close. I got to see a film print of Dread 3D this week.
Lucky son of a bitch.
And I have to say that it's the best 3D I have ever seen. Perfect use of 3D in every way.
Amazing. Remember when Dread came out a few years ago? So well, 2012, I think? So
yeah.
It was in 3D. And no one saw it. No one saw it, and he just saw a revival in New York City. He says it's amazing. God damn it, it pisses me off.
It's coming a long way.
It has come a long way. That's nice Dread.
Oh, so
Judge
awful.
Dread.
So awful.
Not good.
No.
Not good. That 2012 one was great.
Oh, yeah.
I know we sing the praises of Dread a lot. That's because it needs to be said that Dread is one of the top five comic films ever.
Yes.
I mean, yeah. I mean, depending on the day, it might even be number two.
Yes.
So fucking good. For over-the-top 80s homages, you have to see Dude Bro Party Massacre 3.
Dude Bro Party Massacre 3?
This had me roaring with laughter and giggling at some truly ridiculous Ricky O-type gore. Probably some of the best, worst dialogue I've ever had the pleasure of hearing.
Like the description.
Yeah. I am an immortal fuck machine.
Whoa.
I also caught a documentary about the band...
Wait, is that you just declared that in the middle of the email? Did you just stop reading the email to declare that, Drew? Is that what's going on?
Chris...
Subliminal messaging.
This was written in all caps and quotations in the middle of the email.
Oh, so he's quoting the movie.
I guess.
Oh, I thought Drew was just declared himself to be you.
Okay. I'm a mortal fuck machine?
Yeah.
I'm totally mortal.
So you're a mortal fuck machine.
Sure. I mean, I guess...
Well, that's been decided.
But then again, aren't we all, Chris?
He doesn't seem so into it, though. He's just like, sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take the title.
Yes. I'll do some fucking...
I also caught a documentary about the band Pulp's final show in Sheffield, England, called Pulp, a film about the life and death in supermarkets.
In supermarkets.
It's a good movie for Pulp
where
fans
you can find
out
hummus.
I always liked them a lot.
Like plug.
I love Blur and Oasis, but while Blur was all about being artsy and cerebral, and Oasis was wanted to party, Pulp was like, we wear velvet jackets and fuck.
Ooh, fuck machines.
Catch Dude Bro Massacre 3 on Shudder and Pulp on Amazon. Stay cool, Billy D.
Thank you so much, Billy D. He is the man. You can find him all over the internet under the handle I Love Blood. He's a great guy. Billy D's on homie. Alright, let me see. That now leaves us with Drusa Cogburn, the movie news.
Check out Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel showing off their hot beach bods during their romantic Caribbean
getaway. Opens up about navigating the holidays with ex-wife Reese Witherspoon.
Leia is spilling the beans about a secret Star Wars affair. Apparently Han wasn't so solo after all.
He has been melting down, he's been berating fans, walking off stage, so what's going on with the beans?
That's right, the most important podcast segment in the history of entertainment, the Cinema Crespity So Movie News Podcast. Guys, Brad Pitt is finally stepping out, seeing some ladies, finally getting over that whole divorce. Thank goodness for that. We'll be talking more about that later, but first, we need a Justin Bieber update. Jesse, what's up with the Biebs?
I'm still a believer.
Are you?
I'm a big fan of the Bieber.
All damn right. Shame.
He's a believer. Yeah. I'm a believer. We ain't kink shaming around here, Drew.
it's Despacito. That's where he reeled me back in with Despacito. Despacito. What's not up with Bieber? That guy just runs it, man.
He was like, something burrito.
He's got some of the worst tattoos I've ever seen.
True. It's very true.
Oh, you see that Ben Affleck back tattoo?
Ah, yes.
What? Yo.
Oh, Drew, look up this.
That's just all in the news.
Yeah, he thought he was Yakuza or something. Ben.
I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
Does he even have another tattoo?
I don't think so.
Or did he just
maybe a shitty arm one.
Oh, I think he just went all in on that one.
Yeah.
What?
Hell.
You fucking kidding me?
Dude, at first I'm like, this is a paid sponsorship. That's a fake tattoo.
Wait, this isn't done for a movie?
Yeah, that's what I
said. He's a sure people that it's real.
Yeah,
that is real.
That's gotta be new.
It's within the last like 2 years. weird.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Because they've seen him 100 times without his shirt off.
Well, that's it with movies. You have to, like, take the tattoos out. Tom Hardy, often shirtless in movies, he's a tattooed mess. He's one of these guys who got a whole bunch of nonsense tattoos that don't connect to each other. Yeah. And but he's still getting them, though. He had to get the Leonardo DiCaprio tattoo. So him and Leonardo DiCaprio made a bet that when they were working on The Revenant, DiCaprio's like, you're going to win an Academy Award for your work here. Tom Hardy's like, oh, I ain't going to win. And Leonardo DiCaprio's like, no, you're going to win. If you win, you got to get a tattoo of whatever I say. And then Tom Hardy's like, when I don't win, you got to get a tattoo of whatever I say. And DiCaprio's like, you're going to win. So, okay. Tom Hardy wins. So he writes down on a napkin, Leo DiCaprio writes, Leo was right. And then Tom Hardy took that to a tattoo artist. It was like, you got to tattoo this on my bicep. And he has it on his arm, really big. Leo was right.
At that point in time, that's just a badge of honor.
Exactly, yeah.
DiCaprio, I lost a bet to Leo DiCaprio, one of the biggest movie actors ever. Yeah, you want to know about that
one? I lost a bet. I had to get a tattoo, but I got an Oscar.
And also, people look at the tattoo. Who's Leo? Like, who do you think? Leonardo da Vinci?
Yeah. He's like, unlike Ben Affleck's back tattoo, which was a bet lost at a bar.
Yeah, whoa. Yeah. He didn't have to go through that bet. No one was holding that bet to his head.
I mean, why? Chris?
Okay, so if you had to rock all of Justin Bieber's tattoos or Ben Affleck's one tattoo, where do you fall? I want answers.
I'm going with
Bieber's. I'm going with Ben Affleck.
I'd go Bieber. I don't know. That's a statement.
It's too much. Yeah.
It is big. But have you seen the monstrosity on Justin Bieber's chest?
Oh, he does have that shit.
Oh my god. That's true. It looks so awful. Yeah. That's true. Like, take off your shirt, staring at yourself in the mirror every day with that chest tattoo, I couldn't do it. I'd commit suicide.
Yo, some of these people just have bad tattoos.
It's true.
It's pretty incredible. It's pretty incredible. All right, here we go. Let's get into some movie news here real quick. Where is my email? Here we go. I only have a couple. Actually, speaking of DiCaprio, he is teaming up with Steven Spielberg to make a movie about Ulysses S. Grant.
Well, I'm already going to go watch it.
So there you go. I'm in. Right?
Is Leo going to play Ulysses?
Probably,
Is he going to get a big old crazy Revenant beard again?
It's amazing how you see Leo go from like this kid to like, his like progression over the years.
To like serious actor.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it's 100%. Wild to see the roles he's picking up.
It is wild. And he also has been wanting to make for years a Teddy Roosevelt movie.
How that hasn't been done blows my mind.
The guy, he needs not even a movie. He needs an entire like HBO series. Because his life is incredible.
But I mean, you could have a whole miniseries just on the Rough Riders themselves.
Just the Rough Riders. Just as time as Police Commissioner New York City.
Well, they kind of did that with what was that?
He pops up in a cameo in what was that?
No, it wasn't a cameo.
Snappy.
Was that fucking show? The Alienist.
The Alienist. Nah. Yeah.
It wasn't a cameo. He was a recurring character.
But still, it's not about him, though.
No, but still, somebody is playing Theodore Roosevelt as police commissioner.
You know, speaking of those movies that like should have been done, there's a movie coming out, I think it's this summer, about Westinghouse, Tesla, and...
Edison, right?
Edison. And I think it's called Edison or something like that.
Yeah.
Yo, I'm like straight jonesing for that movie.
Yeah, that's another like piece of American history that should be told. And the real story is so crazy and full of treachery and backstabbery.
Can we get Chris Nolan to do it?
Christopher Nolan would be amazing.
And then can we resurrect David Bowie so he can play Tesla again?
He was the best. He was the best Bowie. He was the best Bowie.
He was the best Tesla of all time.
Bowie was the best Tesla. And Spielberg, DiCaprio making a Ulysses S. Grant movie. My other story that I pulled here, Lin-Manuel Miranda, super popular with Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Before he did Hamilton, he had another Broadway show that was popular, had its own, success.
Yeah.
Not Hamilton level, but still a successful show called Into the Heights. And it's just about like growing up in a section in Brooklyn and stuff like that. Bidding war broke out to make this into a movie. Warner Brothers has won it, so expect an film adaptation of another Lin-Manuel Miranda production.
Bidding wars are nice.
Yeah.
Especially when you're on the Lin-Manuel Miranda side of the bidding war. Yeah, they're fantastic. They're the best. Sure, I'm not into musicals. But I am into Puerto Ricans and movies, so I will be going to
this. I'm not a musical person. Can I tell you a movie I'm obsessed about?
Yeah.
And I missed it in theaters and I'm pissed?
Huh?
La La Land.
It's a good movie. I like it.
I was like kind of caught off guard. It was Netflix. It's fun. Watched it.
Yeah. Everybody loved that movie so much and I watched it in theaters, and it just cemented the fact that I do not like musicals.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we talked about that. Super hit or miss on musicals. You know, like Grease from, you know, back in the day?
I am always miss. I've tried to watch musicals, and they do not resonate with me whatsoever.
I don't know. La La Land, man, I, like, listen to that soundtrack. I know that I'm a 400-pound, like, 6-foot dude, you know, like, a big beard, like, and I'm listening to La La Land soundtrack.
It's hysterical. It's a good soundtrack.
It's good. I get it. I get
City of Stars, you know?
City of Stars.
Ryan Gosling looks at his feet when he dances.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he does.
But other than that, he's a good dancer, and I enjoy a lot.
It was a good movie.
I thought it was very good. That's your movie news. That means, Drew, time to get to the end of the show. It's time for some quick questions. And where's my button? Goodness gracious! Like I
said, it, Chris. Okay. Find it. Find the button. Press it. Press that button.
You the questions.
I pressed it.
You give us the answers. Time. For the lightning round.
That's right, here we go. Lightning round time. I have 10 questions and I need 10 answers. Jesse, are you ready?
Let's do this.
Drew, start that clock.
Go.
Number one, what is the last thing you watched on TV?
It's Preakness. Preakness, good stuff, Preakness.
There you go. Number two, do you remember your dreams?
Yes.
Number three, do you like to dance?
Love it.
Number four, do you prefer carpet, tile, or wood?
Carpet.
Number five, have you ever won a trophy?
Yes.
Number six, what's under your bed?
My girlfriend's clothes.
Number seven, do you sing in the shower?
Always.
Number eight, how many keys are on your key ring?
What is nine?
What is nine? That's a funny way to answer. Number nine, where did you grow up?
Kent, Ohio.
Kent, shout-outs to Kent.
Shout-out to Kent, Kent State University.
Wow, Kent State.
Really? Wow, that's crazy.
Nothing ever crazy happened at Kent State, right? Number 10.
No, of course not, yeah.
Where would you like to retire?
Good question. Probably Tennessee.
Ooh. Yeah. Tennessee.
Take a little mountain action. That's windy. My mom went to Kent State, and she grew up in Cuyahoga Falls.
Excellent. Yeah, so I played Cuyahoga Falls. A lot of friends in Cuyahoga Falls. Yeah, Kent. Home city.
Yeah, very cool. Choose a cover.
Yeah.
I believe you have some swag bags next to you.
I got some baggery of the swag variety.
We got the green bag. We got the blue bag. Jesse, which one do you maybe want to go home with today?
I'm going to have to go with Odang Green.
Oh, nice. Good call. Get that blue bag out of here. Green bag. What's inside this blue green bag?
This what bag, Chris?
This blue green bag.
Come on, pizza in a cup.
So you may get to go home with a 100-piece puzzle of a man on a horse.
Yes.
That's a bucking Bronco, good sir.
That is a bucking Bronco.
We've got a Nickelodeon Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles play pack. It's got 4 crayons, 25 stickers, and a 24-page fun-size coloring book.
Nice.
That's for funsies.
Yeah, for funsies for while funsies. You're doing the puzzle.
We've got a Street Fighter Nano Metal Fig of the Ryu character.
Ryu!
TKO!
We've got a Cinema Crespo Diesel bootleg edition of Behind Enemy Lines from 2001.
Yes, starring Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
And Gene Hackman.
We've got a copy of Stuck with Green. The album is called Dull Unconscious Man. I do not know what type of music it is, but it's got a skull on it.
Surprise bag.
This
bag is endless.
It is endless.
Oh my god.
You have a Princess Bride magnet that says Inconceivable.
Inconceivable. Wallace Shawn. Great character. Great character actor.
You have a Dunross 1982 Bill Gullickson. He's a pitcher from the Montreal Expos.
Oh, Bill Gullickson!
No, Bill
Gullickson!
And a bunch of stickers.
And a bunch of stickers. There you go, Jesse. All of that can be yours. Or we take that bag. We put it away. The Montreal Expos. Remember, they used to be a thing.
Dunross 83?
83. That used to be a thing.
That's a collector's item.
Is it, though, Gullickson? We can take that bag and we can give it to you. Or we throw it away and instead you take what's in the box that we have right over here.
Ooh.
That's right. The box is here, Jesse. You can take what's inside the box. You don't know what's in the box.
I don't know. The box is covered.
You know what's in the bag.
I know what's in the bag.
You can't take the bag.
The bag has turtle stuff.
There's turtle stuff.
Dunross 83 Montreal Expo.
Some Gillickson guy.
Possibly a collector's item.
Definitely not. Also, not in the best condition either.
Definitely not mint condition.
Not mint condition. Or you can take what's in the box. What do you want to do?
I'm a gambler. Let's go. What's in the box?
All right. Go ahead and pop the top. Reach in there and let everyone know.
Just for the record,
inside. It's
not in his lap. So that's a good start. Yes, and there's no holes in the box.
Yes. No animals.
Oh my God, what do we have here? A Bo Jackson Royals Topps trading card. This is a good decision.
There we go. That one's actually in a case.
This is in mint condition.
That one actually in mint condition. I think you can check the year in the bag. That may be an 87?
1986.
Ooh.
Topps, you said Topps?
Yeah, Topps brand. Okay. Topps brand. Yeah, Topps brand. You go. You can look up the value of that. I think that's worth like $1.75.
Yeah, I
$2.
Dig it.
Yeah,
I
there
dig
you go.
It.
An actual collector's item. Bo.
That.
Bo knows baseball.
Bo knows baseball. Shout out to Bo Jackson.
Jesse, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it, buddy.
Always.
That was
appreciate
a lot of fun. Thank you. Drew, thank you, sir.
You're very welcome.
Thank you all for downloading and listening. We appreciate it. Make sure you break up the big banks. Be excellent to each other. Read more books. Free Mumia Abu-Jamal. We'll be back soon with more Cinema Crespediso.
A PFT Media production.